Look, Uncle Cormac, Lady Imogen Stockwell said with a gasp, as their carriage approached Woodley Lodge. I never imagined it could be so beautifully restored.
It is a travesty, that's what it is, her uncle grumbled.
But he was staring down at his costume, and not referring to the elegant estate that had been brought back to its magnificent splendor by the new owner.
What man in his right mind holds a masquerade ball to introduce himself to his neighbors? How are we to bloody get to know Lord Woodley and his family if we are all wearing masks?
Aunt Phoebe leaned over and kissed his cheek.
You will survive the ordeal with your typical manly fortitude, my love. Besides, I am certain my sisters and their husbands will look equally ridiculous.
He kissed his wife back.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Yes, Uncle Cormac, Imogen responded with a soft, lilting laugh. It is not ridiculous if we all look ridiculous together. He stopped fidgeting with his mask and winked at his wife.
You look delicious, love.
And stop flirting with Aunt Phoebe in front of me, Imogen chided, although she was always delighted by how much her uncle adored his wife. This was the loving marriage she hoped to achieve for herself. However, she was not out in society yet, and had never had a beau or even received flowers from anyone, nor had she ever received a stolen kiss.